So Jesus talks pretty clearly today about character, about a posture of servanthood that is godly, that is of the kingdom, that is to be ours. He talks about if you give money, if you're going to go help somebody out, somebody who's poor, you're not doing that so that you can get a pat on the back from anybody else. Don't go do that and make a big noise, he said. That's false-hearted. That's what people do in the synagogues. Okay, so that's what people do in church. Tell about all of your good deeds so that you get the glory. Jesus is saying, look, if that's the way you want to roll, then you already have your reward. It's all good if that's the way you want to do it. But if you want to do this godly, then don't even let your left hand see what your right hand's doing. Do it in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will give you your reward. Okay, this is a posture of servanthood that Jesus is beginning to lay out. This is the culture of the kingdom he is creating for us as an example. Same with prayer. Don't be false-hearted and go make these big, grandiose, wordy prayers so that everybody can see and hear how godly you are or how spiritual you are. Jesus is saying, if you do that, then you already have all you're going to get. Go into your private room, shut the door, say a prayer to your Father in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will give you your reward, Jesus says. Again, he's laying out the culture. And then Jesus lays out the Lord's Prayer, the example, the template, if you will, for our prayers. And I don't know how many times we prayed this exact same thing last year. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.